بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We'll bring the chapter currently, the chapter on the preferability of giving glad tidings and congratulations on the performance of good deeds. Babu istihbab al-tabshiri wa tahni'ati bil khayri. So today we'll do a long hadith, but in this hadith certain things will become very apparent. Sometimes when a long hadith is done, we forget that what the chapter is. So that's why it is nice to be reminded what the chapter is, the chapter on congratulation upon good deeds, and also the preferability of giving glad tidings. So in this hadith we'll see both this, the giving of glad tidings also, and we'll also come across something which is very important, a very important principle, is that whenever a person is seeking to get permission, then he's very clear about who he's seeking, about himself. For example, if it's for himself, or if he's seeking permission on behalf of someone else, he's very clear exactly who it is. Sometimes we'll phone and say, it's me, it's me. That's not the way of saying. The way of saying is the person gives his name clearly, so the person on the other side isn't in any doubt as who he's speaking to. Or sometimes the person will speak and he'll tell that person on the other side, guess who it is, guess who it is. He'll keep the person guessing all the time. Now, this is not part of our deen. This is actually giving the person taklif on that side. Now, he must try and work it out that whose voice this is, who is speaking. So for a few moments, this person that he is being spoken to is left in a bit of taraddud, is left in a bit of uncertainty. Now, who am I speaking to? So all this is not something that is required in Shariat. Shariat will be very, very clear who is speaking, what the person is saying. And as far as we explained the first part as giving glad tidings, this was something that was flowing from the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as we're going, we'll find and we'll see these finer points, something for us to remember. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that he performed wudu at his house and then he went out. First lesson we learned is that when a person is going out, it's good for him to go out in the condition that he is in wudu. So Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu left his home, he made wudu and then he left his home. He said to himself that I will stay close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and remain with him today. This was the fikr that Sahaba had, that they would like to stay with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would like to benefit from him. Something, we don't have that opportunity of being with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam physically, but we can stay close to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he, Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, went to the masjid and asked, where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The Sahaba said that he went in that direction, in a certain direction. So he said, I followed him, asking about him. In other words, I followed in that direction, asking about him, until he entered the wall of Aris. Aris was where, a place where there was a well. So until I entered the well of Aris, I sat down at the entrance waiting until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had relieved himself. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had performed wudu. Again we see, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also staying in the state of wudu. Most of the time Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would stay in the state of wudu. Something for us also to get into our lives. Not all the time. Sometimes you'll find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was not in the state of wudu. But most of the time this was his habit, that he would be in the condition of wudu. So he said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam relieved himself and performed wudu. I then went up to him. He was sitting on the edge of the well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam was sitting on the edge of the well, and his feet were inside the well. In other words, sitting on the wall of the well, and the feet were dangling over the well in that condition. So he said, I went up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was sitting on the edge of the well, his legs were exposed and were dangling into the well. I greeted him and then went and sat at the entrance. So I greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I went and sat at the entrance, as though he was sitting as a guard for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If anybody needed to come, then Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu would go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek permission, get the permission, and then allow the person in. So he said, that is what I did. I went and sat at the entrance. I thought to myself, today I will be the guard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and knocked at the door. I asked, who is it? Look at the words. He said, I asked, who is it? He replied, Abu Bakr. I said, please wait. I went and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is requesting permission to enter. He said, allow him in and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. Allow him in and give him the glad tidings of Jannah. We are doing the section on giving glad tidings. So he said, I went back and said to Abu Bakr, you may enter and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you glad tidings of Jannah. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu entered and sat down on the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the edge of the well, with his legs dangling over the edge as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had done, exposing his shanks. Look at the level of closeness Sahaba had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He came in, he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam sitting on the well, edge on the wall of the well, his legs dangling over. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he came and he sat exactly like that on the right of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, dangling over and his shanks a little bit exposed. So then what had happened, he said, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari said, I went back and sat down there at the entrance. I had left my brother, now he's thinking to himself that my brother, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is thinking that my brother, I left him performing wudu and intending to join me. He was also making wudu and wanting to come with me. I left him like that while he was still making his wudu. So he's saying to himself, if Allah Ta'ala wishes good for someone, referring to his brother, Allah Ta'ala will bring him. So he's now desiring, I hope my brother comes. Such a nice scene is here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting over the well. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sitting over the well. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving glad tidings of Jannah. How nice if my brother can also come. Look at the desire. Nowadays brothers are fighting for petty, petty things. For a little bit of business, for a little bit of recognition, or for small arguments they are fighting. Here he is desirous that my brother can also enjoy what I am enjoying, such a beautiful scene of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sitting next to him. So he said, Allah Ta'ala wants he will bring him. At that moment someone knocked on the door. I asked, who is it? He said, Umar ibn al-Khattab. Clear. Not I guess whose voice it is, nothing. This is Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. So I said, please wait. I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I greeted him. I made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now look, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu already had made salam one time to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made salam already when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came. Yeah, he was going making salam for the third time. So it shows us that every time we meet a person, we make salam. It doesn't mean I already made salam to him for the day, I don't make salam to him again. If I meet him again, then I'll make salam to him. So again he made salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said that Umar is requesting permission to enter. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, allow him in and give him the glad tidings. So I went back and said, Umar radiallahu anhu, you may enter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you glad tidings of Jannah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu entered, he sat down on the left of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the edge of the well with his legs dangling over the edge. I then went back and sat down. So now look at the scene. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the middle. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is on the right. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu is in the left. All doing the same thing what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is doing with his legs into the well. So then again he says, I thought to myself that I left my brother there. He was making wudu. If Allah Ta'ala wishes good for him, Allah Ta'ala will send him. He was hoping his brother can come and also get this beautiful scene. So again he says he heard a knock on the door. Who is it? He said, Uthman ibn Affan. Clear. Who it is, gave the exact name without any type of ambiguity. So he said, I said, please wait. I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed him. He said, allow him in and give him glad tidings of Jannah together with the calamity that will afflict him. Tell him that give him glad tidings of Jannah together with a calamity. In other words, there will be some calamity that he will go through. But this glad tidings of Jannah will be such that it will help him to overcome the difficulty of the calamity. So I went back and said to him, you may enter. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you the glad tidings of Jannah together with the calamity that will afflict you. We know towards the ending of the life of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, the difficulty that he had experienced. So anyway, he entered and he found no space. Now he looked to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would like to be close to him. On the right is Abu Bakr, on the left is Umar radiallahu anhuma. Now there was no place for him to sit. So what he did was he sat opposite them. On the wall of the well, opposite them he sat. So he entered and he found no space to sit at the edge. So he went on the other side facing them. So now he sat facing them. A very great personality in Muhaddis also, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Musayyib, he was a tabi'. He mentions that looking at the scene, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu on the right, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu on the left, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle, and Hazrat Uthman radiallahu on opposite them. Looking at this scene, he interpreted this whole scene as their graves, as their qabars, how the qabars will be. And that is exactly how the qabars are. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu is next to him, Hazrat Umar radiallahu is next to him, and opposite them in Jannatul Baqi is Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. And then another narration has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded me to guard the door. It also states that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu their tidings, he praised Allah and said, help is sought from Allah ta'ala alone. Help is sought from Allah ta'ala alone. He didn't complain or anything. That help is sought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He praised Allah ta'ala. In other words, whatever condition is coming, this condition is from Allah, and I'm happy with the condition from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm happy in whatever situation Allah ta'ala has put me in. It is the decision of Allah and I'm happy with it. So he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though there was some difficulty and affliction that was to come to him. Allah ta'ala give us that condition that we're always happy with Allah ta'ala in good conditions, in difficult conditions, in ease, in happiness, even in our sadness also we happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.